From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Black Powder Justice from the Wilderness series by David Thompson. Now let's begin with Black Powder Justice. Chapter 1. Winter in the Rocky Mountains. A white blanket of snow 2 feet deep covered the majestic peaks that reared thousands of feet into the crisp air. Ominous gray clouds drifted sluggishly from the northwest to the southeast, threatening to litter the primeval landscape with even more snow. High in the sky over one remote valley sailed a solitary eagle, sliding just below the clouds, its wings outspread as it gracefully soared on the uplifting currents. In the valley, clustered near a narrow stream, browsed a small herd of mountain buffalo. Their shaggy coats insulated them from the sub-zero temperatures, and their stringy beards were caked with snow and ice formed by their dripping saliva. Unlike their plains brethren, mountain buffalo stayed in the forested higher elevations the year round. They were as massive as their bovid kin, with males in their prime attaining a height of 6 feet at the shoulders and weighing close to 2,000 pounds. Their massive heads sported horns with a spread of 3 feet. Many of the mighty beasts were using their powerful hoofs to clear the snow from the underlying vegetation. Some simply stood and chewed their cuds. A young bull detached itself from the herd and moved a dozen yards to the tree line to the north. It selected a suitably stout tree and commenced rubbing its horns against the bark, doing so again and again until the bark began to wear away. The breeze suddenly shifted, now coming from the north. A second later, the young bull stopped rubbing.